Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a WIP afternoon show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
The song of the year.
This is the song of the year for us. This is our Super Bowl song.
It's the dreams and nightmares of the season.
Mm-hmm.
You think?
Yeah. No, blow the whistle.
Yeah.
Came on late when Gilly. Now, Gilly been doing this all year long.
Yeah, I know. He's taking a page out of the Fritz playbook with the Phils, so I appreciate that. But
which is what?
Just being the GOAT. I mean,
He's been doing this all year long, but the last 2 months, it's sort of picked up.
Just
after
being the GOAT?
Yeah.
Is that how he's taking after? Taking after you, Jack?
Well, everyone's got a blueprint.
Yeah. Seems like he's more of the, what's our backup catcher?
Stubbsy.
Seems like he's more like the Stubbsy of the Eagles,
yeah.
Even though he's not on the team.
Not even on the team.
Yeah.
No, exactly what he is.
But Stubbsy's not barely on the team, too. You know?
Come on, man.
They just kept him on the team for the vibes.
Yeah. Paul's a great game.
Yeah. Well, look, I'm a Stubbs guy. I think we all know that. But
now, they brought Gilly out every home game.
You think they're bringing him
out? They have to bring him out for the Super Bowl.
There is a 0% chance that he's not a part of the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he's got to be there.
I'm just making sure.
Yeah. You need him there.
Yeah, need him.
I would agree. Yeah. I would agree. No, Gilly's been great. He's been great for the city.
So Vic Fangio, one of the best hires in the history of Philadelphia sports from a coaching perspective.
A lot happening in 1 year.
Yeah. Hard to argue.
Yes.
That going from the worst defense in the league to the best defense in the league while losing maybe your best player last year in Fletcher Cox and losing Hassan Reddick
and
the big defensive signing, Howie Look, you get a lot of credit, but I'm not letting me forget this one. the big signing essentially on defense, not even contributing at all.
Two of them. Yeah.
Right. So, and Bryce Huff signed for more than Saquon. It's crazy to think about. But
he had a pressure on Sunday, Bryce Huff. Did you see that?
No.
Well, it had to be in the last 5 minutes of the game.
It was garbage time.
Yeah.
He had an explosive spin move.
Don't even think I saw the last six, 7 minutes of that game.
Well, you said you were off and running by halftime.
Oh, man, stateside was flowing.
Yeah.
Surfside's up.
So Fangio, record against Patrick Mahomes. Now, this is with Denver and with Miami.
Mm-hmm.
He is 0-8 against Patrick Mahomes.
That is unbelievable.
That's not a great number.
No.
You know, I kind of like the, it doesn't mean everything, but you know how we were scared. The Eagles were better than the Bucs this year, mm-hmm. but we wanted to know part of the Bucs because of Todd Bowles and Jalen.
Yep.
Just want to know, you know, I'm a Vic guy. I stand behind Vic. I wish it wasn't 0-8. I wish it wasn't 0-8.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of defensive coordinators have lost to Patrick Mahomes, but 0-8. Come on.
Yeah,
man.
He was out there in that division for a few years with Denver. He was a head coach out there. Then in Miami, I guess they played him twice last year, once in the regular season, once in the postseason. I don't have the scores in front of me, so I don't know if the offense ran up and down the field on his defense versus some of those Denver teams weren't great. Who was his quarterback? Drew Locke?
Well, it's Drew Locke was definitely there. He was definitely was he there after Paxton Lynch? Because Paxton
because Paxton Lynch was Wentz.
He's Wentz's draft. Yeah. By the way, LA Shore Parks wanted Paxton Lynch number one overall that year.
Yes, we all remember that. I only say that to say Vic has a much better team.
Yes.
Right, at his disposal. Now, he may have had some good defenses those years, but didn't have the offense to complement the defense. The one good thing about this offense is that they can help their defense out by the long possessions that they have.
Yep.
Right? When Saquon doesn't explode for a 70-yard run.
Did you see Slay was saying, come
he's absolutely
on, man.
Right. No, yeah. It's like, great, you scored a touchdown, but damn, I got to go back out here.
Yeah, we were just out there for 17 plays.
This Chiefs offense, it just doesn't scare me. But they're smart because the quarterback is smart in what he does. But we remember the Chiefs' offenses of Tyreek Hill and who was the other receiver? Sammy Watkins and Travis Kelce. Like, that's when they had the Williams kid that was the running back. He was nice. I can't remember his first name. Damian Williams went to Alabama, I believe. I think that's
what
it was.
Well, they had the younger Kareem Hunt
Had the younger Kareem Hunt, yes.
Yeah. So they won those games against the Chiefs, or the Chiefs beat the Broncos by an average of 15 points.
Wow.
So he's 6-0 during that time.
Okay.
And he's a 10-2 touchdown interception ratio in all eight games.
Right.
In all eight. So only 10 touchdowns in eight games.
Yeah. And I'd be hard pressed to believe that, like, this defense is just better than those defenses.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. When you
yes.
look at the rankings of those defenses, we were talking about Vic when that article came out. It's not like everyone respects him. He's a great defensive coordinator. But it's not like when you look at his defensive rankings year after year, it's not like it's 1-1-3-1.
Right.
One, you know, there's
right.
some 18s and 20s and stuff like that. All right. Mm-hmm. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Valentine's Day is coming. Only a couple weeks away. If you're thinking about getting engaged, shop the home team at Mark's, your engagement destination, online at marks-jewelers.com. The Twitter question, which would be more impressive? Beating Brady and Belichick or beating Reed and Mahomes? That is a Twitter question.
Ooh.
What do you think the response is on this? Brady and Belichick, which we did, or if they beat Andy and Mahomes?
Well, the responses are probably if they beat Andy and Mahomes.
What do you think the number is?
I'd go 57%.
Dude. 57.8%.
Wow.
Now, what do you think the answer is?
Belichick and Brady.
I think so too.
Yes.
I think so too. Yeah.
I mean, with the backup quarterback?
Yes.
Like, come on, man.
Yeah. I think that was that part of why that Super Bowl almost doesn't even seem real.
Yeah.
I almost don't count it because it seemed impossible that it happened.
Yeah. No, that sir, and the way they did it, now this game hasn't played itself out. But you can make the argument this is a more talented team than the Chiefs. Like, that Eagles team wasn't a more talented team than the Patriots.
No.
You know what I mean? They were a talented team, but I don't think they were more talented than the Patriots. This team is more talented than this Chiefs team.
Overall, yeah.
Yes,
top to
overall,
bottom, yeah.
Yes.
I think that we have the most talented team in the NFL.
Yes.
And we'll see on offensive line, but from a health perspective, everybody's playing too.
Yes.
Almost everybody.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 215-592-9494. Why would this Super Bowl be important? For me, it is to put the organization on a different level, can put them in elite category, and the rest of the NFC, every NFC East, everybody else has multiple Super Bowls. You know, we laugh at them, but they secretly go home, and they always have this one thing to come back. You guys only have one.
Yeah.
I don't want that anymore.
We don't want to turn into the Bears. Like, the Bears are really known for the 85 Bears, and that's it.
Yep. Yeah. 215-592-9494.
Don't give me Buckus and Gale Sayers. I understand they were great.
Yeah.
George Halas.
Yeah.
We're talking about Super Bowl era.
Yeah, come on. Pick something that happened in the last 200 years. Louie in Nebraska, you're on WIP. What's up, Louie?
Fellas, what's going on?
What's up, Louie?
What's up, Louie?
The reason why we need to win this Super Bowl is because this is an historic season that we're watching, okay? Now, I wasn't born in the 91 season, but I know that defense was elite of the elite, right?
Yep.
That line was unbelievable, right? Now, they didn't have an offense to go with it, but we remember that. Okay, now I'm more in the Jimmy John era. You know, Ike was in my childhood, and I was rooting for Ike. He's my best player.
I was what?
Yep.
But, yeah, guys, this is historic. Now, I just saw something pop up on my feed that we have a guy who has the most sacks in franchise history in the playoffs. Now, he's not even being talked about, and the Eagles sent that out on their Instagram today. So
Nolan Smith, you mean?
What do you mean?
Yeah, Nolan Smith, right? So, yeah. Like, are we thinking Nolan Smith is the Reggie White of this defense?
Well, No. I know you're young, buddy, but Reggie White might be the best NFL player of all time. Like, yeah. He's certainly in the conversation. So, love Nolan Smith, but, you know.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, think of how historic this team is. We don't even think of Nolan Smith like that, and he's breaking records. So, guys, this is history that we're watching. Now, I didn't even know. I went to the game in the snow. I didn't even know that that was going to be one of the best playoff victories in Eagles history. So we don't even comprehend what we're watching. So that's why I need these boys to win. Now, I know Fangio hasn't had a great record against Mahomes. Spike just said that. But if you go through his stats, right, especially what the teams that he has coached, he's had number one defenses before, meaning Chicago and Cisco. So, guys, you saw how Kelmore opened up the playbook because he didn't have his dream job, okay? You saw how Jalen Hurts woke up because he told us, I had a straitjacket on for 16 games. Y'all see what I can do. You know what I mean? So I feel like that's why we need to win it. And I know, Spike, you're going to argue with me. But
well, hey, Louie, do you know that Jalen dropped back to pass the same exact number of times in this game as he did against the Rams?
Spike, you can't even throw a ball across your driveway when there's wind. Well,
Matt
nailed it.
Matt Stafford threw for like 350 yards, Louis.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here's what I don't understand.
Yeah, what don't I understand?
I hate.
You play golf. Don't you throw athlete stuff at me. You start playing a real sport, not a sport a 75-year-old can play.
Well, not play well.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Okay, Spike, but listen. There's a difference. Conditions. You weren't at the game. You were watching from your living room with your dog on your lap. Okay? This is athletic stuff. He wins. The coach said it. Historic season, Spike. Pay attention. All right. I'll holler at y'all.
All right. There it is. Louis, Nebraska. I don't think he liked the golf thing right there.
I think that
touched the nerve.
Yeah. Wow.
After everything he's done for us.
Yeah.
He did give me a hat. Me and Ike.
Give me a hat.
He did give you a hat.
Give me a hat. He's a good man. Louis is a good man.
Yeah.
Louis is a good man.
That bought him one show.
Yes.
Yeah, well, listen, we're learning more and more that Spike can be bought off.
For a moment.
For a moment.
A moment,
for sure.
Yeah. We let Pat in Denver. He got a full 2 minutes yesterday.
And it was an annoying 2 minutes.
It was. The whole call was super annoying, but he donated a lot of money to Special Olympics, so he got $500, so he got the full 2 minute call. I do think, here's the point that Louis made that I think is, that makes a lot of sense, is that this team is so good that if they lose the Super Bowl, no one's going to we'll remember this team as a missed opportunity. Mm-hmm. But as far as the league goes, it'll just be another team that lost the Super Bowl. There's a lot of teams that lost the Super Bowl. You know, nobody talks about how good the 49ers were and how good Brock Purdy was because they lost the Super Bowl. It doesn't matter in the ones that they lost. But if they win the Super Bowl, how good this team is and how talented this team is, we'll have an exclamation point. And I think, depending on how they win it and the fact that they would be stopping the Chiefs from winning a third straight Super Bowl, mm-hmm. I think this team would be looked at as one of the great NFL teams of all time. I mean, they have, with the amount of firepower they have on offense, the fact that they had a number one defense, I think this team is cemented as a really sort of, you know, all-time great is a weird thing to say, but I think this team is so good that it would be a shame not to be able to put an exclamation point on the end of it and have them be remembered as great as they are. Because if they don't, they'll just be remembered as a team that didn't win.
Yeah, I just think it'll be a huge wasted opportunity. I really do. And this is also how you can go from being celebrated to being criticized for blowing two opportunities.
Right.
As a coach and as a quarterback. Because those are the two who usually get labeled. And then the team overall. I'm just saying individually. Like Saquon's not going to get blamed for, unless he fumbles the ball or something like that in the game.
Yep.
I'm just saying in a general sense, if they lose the game, then now it becomes, man, you went two times and couldn't get the job done. Remember, you're old enough to remember. Jack definitely isn't. Elway went to the Super Bowl three times and got blew out three times. Yep. Lost three Super Bowls before he won his final two Super Bowls.
And would have been remembered as a guy that lost
that
the Super
lost
Bowl.
That lost Super Bowls and couldn't win the big one. Well, John Elway.
John Elway. And think of this. When you bring up Marv Levy and Jim Kelly, great coach, great player, but the first thing you think
lost
of
four straight Super Bowls.
Is they lost Super Bowls.
Yep.
Not that they won, not that they were in four in straight four Super straight, Bowls, yeah. which is unbelievable to think about, but it's that they lost them.
Yep.
You know, so yeah, I think Sirianni and Hurts, as much as they would cement their spot with this team at this time, as they have done that, but their legacy becomes, well, you got there twice, but you didn't win it.
Yeah, you couldn't win it. You couldn't win the big one. That's how you start getting labeled that way. You know how we do in sports, and I'm not even talking about just us locally.
Yep.
Nationally, they always need a sort of narrative to live by and go by when it comes to teams, coaches, and quarterbacks. That's what happens.
Well, look at LeBron until he won one.
Yep, LeBron. Yep. LeBron. That's another example, yep.
And still to this day, some people, I don't know who, still remember him as the guy that had a cheat to
well,
win the NBA championship.
Well, he did lose six of them, it's hard to lose six titles, bro.
It really is. It really
and
is.
And be considered the greatest of all time.
Well, LeBron has.
Yes.
Well, yeah, no, that's why he's not the greatest
of all
time.
That's why it's so impressive that he's considered the greatest of all time.
Wow.
By everyone collectively.
How many finals did Jordan lose?
I don't know, zero?
Zero, okay.
Did he even reach a game seven?
2-1-5, he didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did he even make it? You lose six championship games?
Yeah.
Yep.
That's a lot.
Yeah. It's a lot.
Well, we only took four.
Yep. He did.
No, I'm talking about our football team.
Oh, our football team, right. Yeah. Oh, right.
Well, it wasn't the same guy.
No.
Yeah.
That was just three of them.
215-592-9494. Music City Mike in Nashville. You're on WIP. What's up, Mike?
How are we doing today, guys?
What's up, Mike?
What up, Mike?
Are you from here?
Hey, guys.
And you moved to Nashville? Is that the deal?
Well, yeah, from the area, and I moved to Nashville. Exactly right. That's exactly right. But, hey, I got a story if you guys got a couple seconds. Victory Monday, I'm listening as always, waiting for Ike's victory chant, and I just happen to be in the drive-thru grabbing a sandwich, and all of a sudden I hear boom, 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 boom. So I hit pause because I know the chick that's about to give me my order is a Cowboys fan. So as soon as I get to the drive-thru, I just crank it up all the way and just sing the whole fight song right to her face.
I bet she loved that. Yeah, I bet she was thrilled.
Yeah. It was great. It was so much fun. She took it in good sport. So it was really fun. And, man, just love the show. Love you guys. Doing a great job. And if I got to think of the reason, there's so many. There's so many reasons. But I just have a new man crush. I'm just going to say it. Mr. Carter is just my favorite guy on the planet right about now. I love the controlled chaos. I love the violence. I love that he hits somebody in the face mask and they fall on the ground. I just love his dominance. And whoever it is, I hate caller on caller, you know. But this kid, talking about Reggie White, dude, it's all about – you can't call Nolan Smith Reggie White.
Yeah, I'd say Jalen Carter's closer.
Yes.
Yes, than Nolan Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just Mr. Carter. Love seeing Mr. Davis and Mr. Sweat, Florida State, go Noles. I'm just, man, I'm just so excited about this defensive line and who they are. And just, I honestly feel more confident about this game than I have ever felt about any Eagles game. And I think we're going to win. And I think it's because of that D-line. And just that, just complete chaos that Mr. Carter brings to the field when he's on it.
Yeah.
Love it.
Thank you for the call, Mike. I think you've said this year is the Saquon year, and I agree. Mm-hmm. But if it wasn't the Saquon year, it's the Jalen Carter year.
Oh, yeah.
Year. And
especially the second half. I mean, he took off.
Well, he played every play.
Well, maybe it was the Saints game. It was early.
Yeah.
Remember that Saints game?
Yeah.
He was wrecking that
what
Saints game.
15-13 was that game, right?
Yeah, and so he that wrecked. Was it. So maybe that's when it started, that game.
Yeah, and he has played, we've said it a bunch of times, but since the middle of the season, he's essentially been playing every single play.
Every snap, yeah.
And we all know this, but the difference between somebody like, we know the difference between Nolan Smith and Jalen Carter, but the reason the Reggie comparison fits with Jalen Carter is when you start talking about the sort of guy that the other team needs to plan for, needs to figure out how to stop. Nolan Smith has been great. That he's not that kind of guy yet.
Yeah.
But Jalen Carter is the kind of guy like, oh my God, what are we going to do with this guy? You know, who's going to help with this guy?
Dude, Jalen Carter is out there intimidating the offensive linemen.
Yes.
Like you, it's been I can't remember the last, because listen, Fletcher, I love Fletcher. You know, Fletcher's always been one of my favorite players. But Fletcher didn't necessarily play with this level of intensity. Like, Fletcher had it. You piss him off. Like, he had it in him for sure. But he was such a good athlete, he didn't need to play angry all the time.
Yeah.
Jalen Carter at times plays with a little bit of anger to him. And he's out there to bully and intimidate the offensive line. And I love it. Like, that's a good thing. You need that type of personality for the rest of your guys to feed off of. He's going to be like the big brother over there. Because you know they're all young.
Yep.
They ain't going to be here forever. He's going to sign a $200 million contract next year as soon as he's eligible. Like, that's what he's going to let Michael Parsons set the market for him. And then he's going to be the next highest paid defensive player. And he's the anchor on that side of the ball. He's the franchise player.
You talk about that nastiness with Jalen Carter. The reason that meanness and nastiness, when I see it the most, is the grin. Because he doesn't do it with a scowl.
Right.
He does it with a... oh, you have no chance, kind of smile. Mm-hmm. And when he stuck his hand in the Washington player's face mask, he was laughing.
Yeah.
He was smiling. That's not a face you want to see when you're going up against that, where he knows he's going to dominate
you.
You
know what he reminds me of? Trent Williams, the offensive lineman. That's how he played.
Nasty.
Especially when he was in his heyday.
Yeah.
You know, Larry Allen played that way. Larry Allen, old Cowboys offensive lineman. Scared the hell out of everybody that played against him.
Well, Ndamukong Suh.
Man, Ndamukong Suh, there it is. That's another one.
In his prime?
When he was in his heyday? Whoo, Lord.
When he was
the dirtiest player in the league.
He went past the line a couple times.
Yes.
He did. Yeah. Or, remember Chris Baker digging down poles?
Yeah. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's when the bodyguard was the
bodyguard. That's when the bodyguard came out.
Yeah, and he lost that when he didn't protect Wentz against Javion Clowney.
Well, he was too old, too, then.
Yeah. He didn't feel like running down the field.
Yeah, he wasn't going to get into anything then. Bodyguard's still playing.
Yeah, I was going to say, is he going to be in the Eagles next year? Jason Peters? He's going to play till 50. Tom Brady couldn't, but Jason Peters is going to do it. 215-592-9494. What is important to you about this particular Super Bowl? Reese in North Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Reese?
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, brother?
What's up, Reese?
Hey, Spike, first, do not be losing hope on Joel like that. We are winning the chip this year. You got to relax. I put in the ticket for us, so don't jump off the bandwagon too early.
Well, look, I'm cheering for him, but it's hard to believe it's going to happen now.
As soon as we trade for Jimmy Butler, we on our way.
We ain't trading for Jimmy Butler. I got news for you.
But I got three kind of reasons I want us to win a Super Bowl. Is that cool?
Yeah. Well, give us the biggest one first, because we got a time crunch here. So give us the good one first.
The biggest one is Howie Roseman.
Yeah.
He's going to be the first GM in history to win three Super Bowls with three different coaches and three different quarterbacks.
Well, we haven't
three.
Gotten two yet.
So the fact that he can build in a league where everybody he's zagging, and he built a great defense.
He's setting something up here. So wait a minute.
Great line, great team, with a run-first offense and a pass-heavy league. Howie Roseman is going to cement himself as a Hall of Famer.
But hold on, Reese. But Reese, you said three different coaches and three different quarterbacks. This would only be two.
Right. Hurts and Sirianni, you know, I'll give them about 3-4 more years.
Okay.
And this is the quarterback factory, how we said it.
Yep.
He wins with different guys, so it wouldn't be out of the realm of possibility.
Doug,
he won, and nobody was like, hey, Doug's a great coach, you know?
Yep.
So it's not out of the realm of possibility.
All right, give us your second one real quick.
Well, it would be me, because I said the only way we could win a Super Bowl with Hurts is a great roster around him, and I got to give him credit. He played good the other day.
He did. He played great.
His best playoff game I've seen him play in a win, by far.
Since the Super Bowl.
You said in a win, though.
Oh, in a win. I got you. Yeah, in a win.
Honestly, it's one of the best games I've seen Jalen play straight up, actually.
You guys are really going overboard with this.
I thought he played great.
But I know when I sense the BS meter.
What?
There's a lot of this was his best game. He threw for 246 yards, man, and one touchdown.
I care about one stat, Ike.
Oh, come on, man.
I only care about the win. He controlled the game.
I've been hearing a lot of that there. This is the best game I've seen him play. I'm like, what? Like,
well,
this isn't, you know, because you guys put the bar so low for him that you're impressed with 246.
Yeah, you know
the Eagles put the bar so low for
him. Oh. You know, I call it limbo because you're lowering on the bar.
So,
all right, Reese.
He has been in a straitjacket all year, so it's kind of Nick put the bar low.
Yeah, yeah. All right, yeah. All right, Reese.
You just be prepared to give him his credit, Reese.
Yeah. Well, Reese will find it. Reese already winning a Super Bowl with another quarterback.
Yes. Exactly. That's exactly. Taking a long view shot.
Yep. We have a big 3 o'clock hour coming up. Elliot Shore Parks will join us. I'm sure we'll get in some argument about something. Elliot will be here. By the way, I did see a picture of Elliot in his lady coat, even though he didn't wear it to the game.
Elliot was looking sharp Sunday.
Yeah.
Looked good Sunday.
You know, wore his normal pea coat, right?
Yeah.
Normal pea coat. Yeah.
And so, a little towel.
Oh, yeah. Elliot's coming up next, and Nick Sirianni speaks. He didn't talk yesterday, so we'll hear what Nick Sirianni says. Hopefully we get an update from an injury perspective on Cam Jurgens, Landon Dickerson, we're not going to have anything on Gainwell, but on Saquon as well. So that's coming up about 3:15. So very big 3 o'clock hour coming up. It's a WIP, your calls as well. It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Sorry, Jack. Jack, don't cut it, please.
Mm-mm.
Oh, you're the worst.
Got to.